Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته You are listening to IRIB English Radio and you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the noble Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his holy progeny. We have in this studio our guest speaker, Sister Radhia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today we are going to discuss a very, very attractive topic. And I'm sure that our dear listeners, they will enjoy and they will benefit from these discussions. And that is being attractive parents.
I love the topic and the title, you know, both
yeah,
are
because this
very
is
attractive.
Our root, you know, root rule. This is our root to all our relationship with our teenagers, with our offsprings, you know. When we are attractive parents, you know, we are disciplined, we are lively, we are, you know, we take
joyful,
care of our joyful,
exactly,
we
positive,
take care of, you know, our neatness and cleanliness.
Youthful.
Yeah, youthful. Then definitely we can attract our teenagers towards us. And this is the basic for all the upbringings. If we, like a magnet, we attract them, then we can guide them very, very nicely.
I think then everything will become very easy. Yeah, nothing is a
Definitely.
Big challenge. Because if you love someone, so you love to follow. There's nothing to do. Like automatically you will, you know, just act and follow that person's personality, you know,
yeah.
Whatever you want.
Like,
yeah,
in our some friends, you know, in circle of friends, some of our friends are very, very attractive. You know, we always love to be with them, love to discuss with them, love to listen to them, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Because of their good qualities, because of their smile on their face, because their politeness, because of all these good qualities. So if we have these good qualities and we are attractive for our teenagers, so inshallah, this will become a very huge success in our life. Like our Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, how they were attractive, you know, for all the companions, no matter they were, you know, Muslims, Christians, or female, male, old, young, for everyone, they were very attractive because they had the beautiful good qualities. They were good listeners. They were good advisors. You know, they were very disciplined, all these qualities.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Not only human being, even you know, there are so many stories about animals, you know, the
yeah,
deer and Imam
yeah.
Radha alayhi salam, and, you know, the ant and so many
definitely
amazing.
They were imams,
yeah,
not
yeah.
only for the humans, you know,
yeah.
they were imams for all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
All these, you know, trees and planets
yeah.
and stars and sea and mountain and animals and humans. So everyone
yeah,
would obey
yeah.
accept humans, you know?
Unfortunately. And I remember once I was just telling one of our, I think, Kalim, he's mashallah turning 30 now, this story that one of the alim, he went to buy some herbs and some leaves, like mint, you know? And when he got that mint from, for example, from the shop, and he went back, and he was returning that item, that mint, you know? So the shopkeeper was shocked, and he said, I have given you the best one because you are the scholar of our, you know, area.
So how come you want to give it back?
Yeah. And he was thinking, he's so rude, you know. So he said, no, I'm giving back because I have seen some ants here inside, for example, the mint leaves. And I know ants are... ants are the insect, they live with their family. They don't live alone. So please take this ant to its family.
Wow.
So look at how attractive they are, you know, so beautiful. And then you'll get, wow, look at them. They're caring about such a, you know, such a small creation of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Wow, such a beautiful example. Dear listeners, we will take a short break. Please stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear listeners, welcome back. So you were sharing a very, very beautiful story about the, you know, how attractive our scholars were, like our Aimma, like our Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Yeah. Even they take care of the other creations other than humans, yeah, like small insects or animals. So because of these qualities, they are attractive.
And we, yeah, towards our teenagers, we have to be very jolly, lively, and funny, and, you know, delightful parents, inshallah.
Yeah, this is a very important to become lively with them, yeah? When you enter your house, you have to be full of joy and life. You have to show the liveliness, you know? Because nowadays teenagers, they, you know, because of the social media, they always watch the funny things, the, you know, funny dramas and funny games. They want to become lively. They want to enjoy everything. And when you enter, God forbid, it shouldn't be like this, that they become frowny and they say, oof, this man has come again to destroy our joy and our happiness. It should be the other way. Whenever you enter, they should feel happiness.
Exactly. Because, you know, most of us, we are so boring. You know, we don't know how to communicate with our child and with our teenagers. We are asking them the same questions, you know, and
have
same
you done
thing.
Your homework?
Yeah.
What are you doing now?
Yeah.
You're spending so much time.
Yeah.
You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
All these repeated things.
So first, how can we help our children and how can we become a very attractive parent? So number one, we know how to communicate with them, you know. So we start from our face, our behavior, ourselves, and we should give them the quality of time. We should know how to talk to them. Like we are not talking, you know, the quality talk. So we are not giving time to them because you know, one more thing which I have seen, one big mistake which we do, when a child is there, we love that child. Child is very sweet, yeah? So because of his sweetness or her sweetness, her attractiveness, we just go and child is coming towards us and we are hugging and kissing and, you know, playing. But mostly our children, when they turn to teen, even physically, they are not that attractive.
Yeah.
And even as we discussed before,
the
they are a bit rude.
Completely, different.
And then then we start to becoming a bit, far from them. We take
that
distance.
We do not go to them that much. We do not hug
because they are
them.
Not coming to us. We are not going to them.
Yeah.
This is something really, really
So this always
important.
We have to keep in our mind. Yeah.
They don't come to us now and they don't have that much attraction now. Now our job, our mission is starting.
To become attractive.
Yeah.
We
this is our jihad.
Share jokes with them. We should play games with them. Even, sometimes you have to compete with your child. The game he plays, you also go and play the same game. We have to take a short break again. We will come after the break.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat.
Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, wear clothes and beautify yourselves. For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beauty, and He loves beautification.
Dear listeners, welcome back to your own program, The Islamic Upbringing. So we were discussing about the attractiveness.
I think one very, very vital role which parents can play as attractive parents towards their teenager is that they have to accept their teen without any condition.
Wow, this is a
however they are. In their eyes, maybe with so many mistakes, Our teenagers, they should feel that my parents just love me because I am the one who I am, not because
for whatever I am.
Yeah.
Whatever flaws I have, whatever good qualities I have, they love me. He should or she should feel like this. Yeah.
And this is the hadith. Our imams, they always given this beautiful message to us that, never ever blame a person because of his or her action. Always separate between action and the doer.
This
so
is again
doer is because
very
especially
good point.
If you have the love of Ahlul Bayt in your heart, so you are a gem, you are a diamond. If you find a diamond in a trash, in a very
dirty
place, you will take it and wash it.
Clean it and try to remove that bad quality from it. Not you go and throw the diamond
into
a dustbin.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a beautiful example.
So the same way we have to treat with our teenagers, that whatever they do, those actions are there temporarily. But just take that diamond, that heart, that mind, that
Never
soul.
Never let it go away from your hearts.
Beautiful.
Always try to hug and give them love and give them respect. Definitely, this is a solvable problem. Yeah, there are so many factors. Because of these factors, we can become attractive. And one of the factors is our appearance. If we are clean, neat, and we have, very good fragrance, this is also very important thing.
Oh, yeah. And especially teenagers are very sensitive. Sometimes they come to their parents and they say, Mom, Dad, especially if you are coming in front of my friends, so make sure to wear that and to ride that kind of car, because that is their life. So we should appreciate, we should just take it easy. And one more thing which is really important is to respect their friends. They're sensitive about their friends. So if you want to be attractive, whatever they say, take it easy, take it light. Don't take it very serious and very deep. Don't make it a big issue. You know, sometimes parents, they are making a small thing a mountain.
Very big.
Yeah, that is something really, really,
And that's why our all the prophets and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they would give so much importance to their appearance. They emphasize on wearing nice clothes and using fragrance and taking care of your appearance and your beauty. I will share a small hadith from the Holy Prophet. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never sent a single apostle or messenger who had an ugly appearance.
Beautiful.
This also shows so
like,
many
like the
things.
Way our Prophet, he said, Prophet Yusuf is beautiful, but I'm more attractive.
Unfortunately, again, we are running out of time. Dear listeners, thank you for joining our program. If you have any question, comments, or any suggestion, you can write us at englishradio@irib.ir and you can follow us on our social media, Call of Islam Radio, and you can visit our website, parstoday.com. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.